Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, happy new year. Doug Addison here. It's December 30th, 2020. It's not New Year's yet, but this is my New Year's Eve podcast. And welcome to Spirit Connection. I got my, I don't know if you can see it, but this is my glitter party jacket on. And I know the Lord's going to release some good things. He's got a word to release over you that's going to shift things. I'm so excited for what's coming. And Lord, we just thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you're moving in the midst of everything. Yeah, we're in a pandemic, but the Lord is high above it all. And I'm going to release this word you gave me, Lord. I just pray right now it would fall on ears to hear. I pray that it would just spring up and produce the things that you saw, that you showed me. It would, in Jesus' name, amen. You know, God's releasing something new right now. And he's opening up the new plan for you. And the verse he keeps giving me is Isaiah 5:19 for this time of the year. The plan of the Holy One of Israel, let it approach. Let it come into view that we may know it. Now, I like the Passion Translation of this, which calls it the prophetic plan of the Lord. This is the time of the year the Lord's releasing the prophetic plan. We're moving into the new year. The Lord says, get ready to step into a new season. And let's take a look back, you know, in 2020, a recap in 2020. It's important to understand things from a heavenly perspective. You know, it was a difficult year for many people. It did bring about needed changes, though. And the Lord used this time to reinforce us as a church, as reinforce us as the body of Christ in the midst of the pandemic. And now we're being positioned on the internet. And the amount of worship and prayer that is now happening on the internet is actually raging war against the darkness that once ruled it. Now, many people have been afraid of the internet in the past and not afraid to go online, or maybe some stuff happened. But the Lord's calling us. I've been saying this for a long time. The new revival's coming through the internet. It's very similar to the time when Jesus came. There were roads that went everywhere. There was one common language when Jesus came. It was Greek, and the Romans built the road, and it was under oppression. But then the Lord came in the midst of it, and the fullness of time had come, is what the Bible says. So I believe that we have supernatural superhighways. We have roads everywhere on the internet, the World Wide Web. And the one common language is the internet. You can get language translators, etc. But God's now establishing us to take the ground of the internet. And I know that at one time, I thought back at Resurrection Sunday in 2020, I thought that we'd actually taken it. I had announced a prophetic word that we had taken it. But the more I look at it, the more I just go back and rehash that out. It was a tipping point at that point, but we hadn't really taken it. It was still some battling to go, some things to do, but definitely a tipping point happened because, you know, right around Easter and during the Passover, a lot of the prophetic people, and I, including me, were getting these words, there would be a something shift. And we thought it would be more against the pandemic, things like that. But I believe that we didn't understand. We see a part, we prophesy a part, but when completeness comes, then we understand. So the completeness is now here, for me anyway, of understanding that the Lord brought us online. Get online or get left behind is what I kept hearing. And that he is using this. You know, people have contacted me saying some of my prophetic words, you know, about the pandemic were wrong, especially when it first came out. You know what? We all did our best. My goodness, people are just looking for someone to blame. The whole world was caught off guard, you know. It was a tough time to prophesy. And at the beginning, I thought it would go through quicker than it did. But I tell you, if you go track my blogs, track my Spirit Connection, I adjusted my message along the way. And I thought it would go through more quickly, yeah. But you know what? It's time now just to stop blame shifting and step up and take the kingdom. Actually, possess the kingdom is the word the Lord gave me. And it's not been easy to prophesy during this time, but God is making a way through it. For me, 2020 was, you know, a lot of people said it was difficult, very inconvenient, that's for sure. We had to social distance because we have a 95-year-old family member in good health, and we want to keep them that way, if you know what I'm saying. And so we want to, you know, just really be sensitive out there to the number of deaths and the strain of the healthcare system, etc. But the Lord, you know, He's making a way. My assignment for 2020 has been to keep people encouraged and on track, to break the spirit of fear, identify each month with my monthly prophetic words what it is that we need to get, and then prepare for God's greater power and outpouring. I keep releasing this word, the storehouses on earth are empty. They're being tapped out. That's why 2021 is going to bring a release of supernatural finances for those who can be trusted with it. And God has been using this to test our hearts. So it's not a time to be fearful. It's not a time to stock up on food or guns. It's a time to be generous and worship the Lord. And in like connection with my ministry, we qualified for the payroll protection plan. We received $35,000 when the pandemic started. We thought we would need, in fact, we could have actually used it. It would have been a lot easier. But I just felt that there was so many, I looked around, saw so many businesses and ministries were struggling. We'd been already online fully for 5 years. So I just saw people struggling. So we agreed to give it back. And they were so busy, they couldn't take it back. So once they okayed it, we paid it back. So we didn't do anything. We paid it forward basically with that. The Lord gave me a strategy. Instead of receiving that money, which we could have, He gave me a strategy that allowed us to cut down our prices on things and bless more people with online training. We had to do 2 events a month for the last 3 months. That's a lot for us. We were exhausted after 3 months, but that was a strategy the Lord gave us. You know, some of our events were free, and then it was followed up with a paid training. We did that for 3 months, and it allowed more people to receive the message. It shifted the spiritual atmosphere over us. And so from my viewpoint, this has actually been an amazing year. You know, we've been able to bless people in the storm. We've been able to help other people. So here's my recommendation right now is stay at peace in the storm. Bless others as much as you can. You know, don't hoard money right now. We're not going to go down because a certain president isn't there. My goodness, the Lord is our He's our head. He's the one. And don't be afraid right now. Be encouraged. Reach out to others during this time. This is the heart of the Lord. Now, I want to shift gears into what's happening in the heavenly realm. I saw the vision, actually, 2 years ago today, December 30th, 2018. I had a vision, and I saw what I'm about to show you. I've talked about it a couple times, but it didn't make sense to me until now. The Lord said, the vision you had, Doug, 2 years ago today is now coming about. Now, let me take you into this vision because it took place in the courts of heaven. And the courts of heaven are active right now throughout the Bible. We see God interacting similar to the legal system on earth, you know. And we see the Isaiah 43:26, which says, review the past for me. Argue the matter together. State your case of innocence. So we see this very similar to what we see in the Bible, very similar to a legal system on earth, but it's not like a judgmental system. The courts of heaven is best described as a place of prayer and petition where we can obtain justice from the Lord. And we have the Bible. We have the finished work of Jesus. We have the they have the blood of Jesus, finished work of the cross, the power of the Holy Spirit. Some people are just saying, isn't that enough? Well, sure, if you're succeeding, absolutely, if you're blessed. But if Satan's over attacking like he is right now, injustices, then we need the courts of heaven. And throughout the Bible, we see this, that we're the petitioners. That according to Philippians 4:16, we can actually petition in prayer. Isaiah 33:22, God's a judge. He's a righteous judge, a good judge. We think of judgment as bad, but Not necessarily. In 1 Timothy 2:5, Jesus is the mediator. It's like a court system. We see Satan as the accuser in Revelation 12:10, and also the Holy Spirit as our witness in Romans 8:16. So, as we're looking at that, I just fast-forwarded you into a crash course, the courts of heaven. But in the midst of the courts of heaven, I've been doing training for a long time on it. But in the midst of it, the best description of the courts of heaven is Daniel chapter 7. And actually, the book of Daniel is like the end times vision. There's a vision and dreams about the end times. And suddenly, in the midst of this end time vision, the courts of heaven pop open. I want to read to you Daniel 7, 9, and 10, and I'm going to release this word. Here it is. Thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was as white as snow, his hair white as wool. His throne was a flaming fire. Its wheels were ablaze. A river was flowing like fire, coming out before him, and thousands upon thousands attended him, 10,000s upon 10,000s. The court was seated and the books were open. This is the Ancient of Days courtroom. This is the highest level. It's very equivalent to the Supreme Court on earth. And judgments are done there. Things end times, some big stuff, big things happen there. 2 years ago today, I had a vision of the Daniel 7:21 court open. I want you to write this down. Look at it. And this is right after the books were open, and in the midst of the end time strategy, you know, in the midst of this, the courts of heaven opened. But in Daniel 7:21, as I watched, this horn, which is a demonic force, was raging war against the holy people and defeating them. Sound familiar? Until the Ancient of Days came and pronounced judgment in favor of the holy people of the Most High. And the time came when they possessed the kingdom. The Lord says, this is happening right now. 2 years ago today, I had this vision, and the court case started December 30th, 2018. This high-level court case, we didn't know what was going to happen during 2019 and 2020. We didn't know. But this demonic attack began to move. And this, what's in the Bible actually says that the holy people were being defeated. Friends, I'm telling you right now, Satan has been defeating us. But the Ancient of Days court has ruled 2 years ago today this case started. The Lord says it's now final. And in verse 22, until the Ancient of Days came and pronounced judgment in favor of the holy people of the Most High, and the time came for them to possess the kingdom. Now, I've been talking about this, but it didn't really strike. You know, for the last 2 years, I didn't quite grasp it. I knew something was going on. I knew that case was happening. I saw it over different people and places. But judgment of the highest level of courts has been made in your favor. And I tell you, this is the year we are going to possess the kingdom. Lord, we thank you for this New Year's Eve word. We thank you that you started this case 2 years ago. And now it's time, as we enter into 2021, to possess the kingdom. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. Ooh, I'll talk more about this through my prophetic words that are coming. Hey, have you caught the Christmas sale? We still have it going. 50% off everything. You don't have to have a coupon code or anything. DougAddison.com/Christmas. We're running it through January 3rd. Even my Hearing the Voice of God 365 is 50% off. Everything on there, as far as digital products go, we have some different things. You can still get the How to Thrive in the New Year. It's a powerful online training I do every year. It's only $21. It's DougAddison.com/thrive, where I walk you through how to do a New Year's revolution over New Year's resolution. Feel free to give to us. You know, people become partners, and actually, I hear so many people say that we're actually their church. We are actually registered as an online church, and, you know, if you don't have one, you could always come with us, and I do things for people. How you can be part of our mentoring group, which is our partners, is you become a partner. Go to DougAddison.com/give. You could give any amount right now, like if you feel like My ministry's blessed you right now. We encourage that. Sow into what we do because we reach the world. But if you want to become a partner, just you go there on DougEdison.com/partner. Donate anything every month, and we'll invite you into our inside where we have a partner coach. You know, in other words, you're not just hung out there. You can be part of our Facebook group, our private Facebook group. We pray together. I do a monthly mentoring session for the partners and students. Some people actually tithe to us because they say that this is now their church, and we're so grateful for that. I'm excited for what's coming. I got a prophetic word next week for the year of 2021. I know the Lord's moving, and I ask, Lord, we come into agreement on earth as it is in heaven over this word and over each person. Break off discouragement right now in Jesus' name. Amen. See you next year.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.